Heart. You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
What is heart? Heart is running through a return man when the game is on the line. Heart is giving everything you have in practice, day after day. Heart is finding the strength to run down the field one more time when you can barely breathe. The heart in me pumps Husker Red.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the Five Heart Podcast, brought to you by Coronation, hosted on JitteryMonkey.com. I am Greg Mahochko, one half of the founding team of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. You might not know that. I don't talk about it a whole lot. The other guy, he's not really affiliated anymore. But I still call myself a co-founder. I don't want to take all the credit. But anyway, I am, of course, co-host of this show, joined as always by my good friend, fellow Husker fan, and longtime broadcast buddy, Brian Toll. Brian, 28 weeks in, how you feeling?
Like we're in the third trimester.
Okay, so a little bloated. That's the first thing I went to. I don't know.
A little water retention.
A little water retention.
Got some heartburn going.
Well, let's talk about some of the big stories that came out of Nebraska athletics this week. One of the bigger stories is kind
Craven
of...
Craven Pickles.
Hmm?
Craven Pickles.
Craven, no. No. Chocolate covered or I don't know. Never mind. Moving on.
You're disgusting. Anyway.
No. I was going to say chocolate cover something anyway. Else. It was not going to have anything to do with pickles. Jariah Horn. Did we get some conflicting information? Because, as you know, just a couple days ago, it was in the LJS that this would have been, I guess, Tuesday night or Wednesday morning when this was posted, that he was going to be meeting with coaches Wednesday. Is it official? Is Dry Horn no longer in?
Yeah, I posted that, sir.
Well, that's what I thought.
If you read Coronation, folks, he'd know this. But since he doesn't read Coronation, since he only goes to the site to post his hot take.
Now that is not even
on podcast.
That's not even the truth, sir. How dare you? I just there was conflicting information. There was a tweet, and then there was confusion. So, all right, I just want.
No, he's gone.
Okay, I just want to confirm. Was that so hard? Why do you have to be grumpy? A grumpy Gus about it.
So I'm that guy.
Okay, all right. So, Jariah Horn and Nick Fuller. Also, I would say, and tell me if I'm off base. The Jariah Horn departure is a bit more surprising, perhaps, than Nick Fuller.
Yeah, Fuller wasn't really a surprise. His minutes had gone down every year, and it's to the point, you know. You're like, is he really going to play? Is he going to, he's not going to see the floor much except for mop up time. And that's, it's not the personal against the kid. I mean,
Nebraska's
talent level's getting that better, and Nebraska did their duty. Yeah, he's got his degree, and he could probably go to a mid-major. Probably not do too bad.
Who would
give
a team off the top of your head that might benefit from having a Nick Fuller on as a graduate transfer? I mean, would there be any team that was playing here in the last couple of days that would benefit from him? Or
I don't know. Maybe Wisconsin, Green Bay.
Okay.
I mean, he came from Wisconsin, so like a mid-major school in Wisconsin. Michigan,
like a UW Madison, something like that.
I doubt it's a Power Five,
right.
School.
What'd I say? No, not UW Madison. Obviously, UW Milwaukee or something.
Oh yeah, that would not be the worst thing. Mark, probably highest that he could look for is probably Marquette.
Okay.
Or something like that. Which should be around his, his neighborhood. Not something. I mean, I don't know if he's a player on that because, granted, they're a 10 seed this year in the tournament, and they played last night as you listen to this, but I don't know what their talent level is. So, but as a mid-major, I think he's looking real good to be a player. But, and you can argue that it's probably a guy that Nebraska shouldn't even gotten. As in, you know, probably a guy that shouldn't have been recruited by Nebraska. But the way I say it is this. It's not his fault he had to play. And, you know, Nebraska, you know, it's not like Nebraska ditched him at the altar. You know, it's not really. He has his degree.
Right, yeah.
You know, Nebraska's fulfilled his...
Their obligation to him academically.
Yeah.
So,
it's a hard thing. I mean, you know, you feel bad because, you know, he's one of the harder working kids, so it's not like he's screwed around or anything.
Sure, no, no. So. And the fact that he's going on, you know, and pursuing something like a graduate transfer to play, you know, I got no problem with that. I mean, like you said, Nebraska held up their end of the bargain. They made sure that he got, you know, the student part done. He has his degree, and now it's up to him. He can, you know, go find happiness elsewhere. You know,
he can go to Hawaii for a year. Ooh,
I don't know. You know, there's a big recruiting. I don't know, for any sport. I mean, if you think about it, there's such a big, like, draw, an allure to come to Hawaii, play for Hawaii. But, man, the travel on those, the, you know, mom and dad wanting to go and you know, watch their kid play home games, forget about it. I mean, I've never been to Hawaii myself. I don't know if there's any buzz on any of the islands to, you know, watch their home university, you know? I mean, no idea. I imagine that with Hawaii, there's so much else to do that...
Think about it. You're and I don't know this for certain, so just bear with me, but think about it. You can just go out of your dorm and...
Be in paradise.
Beach and, yeah.
But,
pop a coconut off a tree and, well, maybe not. I don't know.
But and again, that's part of the allure. But you know, they don't ever fill up that stadium. I'm sure
they have. They remember Nebraska went to that Invitational a couple years ago. Their tournament, and it looks like a fair amount of people go. I mean, I'm pretty sure that, you know, there's not that much to do at Honolulu.
Well, and we're talking basketball, and so I should have specified. Yeah. I can't imagine on the football side of things. I can't imagine that football stadium fills up.
Hey, man, when Colt Brennan was there, remember?
I do, so. And he was doing very well, but what's he doing now?
Probably still making residual income on that NFL contract he had.
Fair enough.
And what are we doing?
We're mentioning him in passing.
Exactly.
On our podcast, which is for free.
If I remember right, he went to New York. He played in a BCS Bowl and went to New York for the Heisman Finalists.
That's not bad.
You know. Which is better than what Randy Moss did. Well, Randy Moss did the same thing, but he didn't get a BCS Bowl.
Because he would have been pre-BCS.
Yeah.
Not by much, but
yeah. Yeah, no, not by much. Yeah, you remember the, what was it, the first?
The Dark Ages?
No, they played that bowl game against Mississippi, and I think it was like in the Silver Dome. Ole Miss scored like on the first play, and everybody in the world knew Moss was getting a 9 route, and he just torched the corner, and it was just beautiful. And all of a sudden, Ole Miss was like, "Hey, they're good." So
I don't remember that specifically. No,
Horn leaving. It's not great. I kind of wish he would have stayed a little bit. I think the problem with Jiraiya is this: he didn't play defense that good. I mean, let's just be blunt. His offense was tolerable for a freshman, but his defense was just, oof, you know.
Where I mean, we talked at length last week about Tim Miles. I mean, that the defense side has to come from, you know, coaching the kid up and getting him prepared, right? I mean, that's, you know, the fundamentals, and I mean,
part of it's 1-2 though. So. I mean, let's be honest. Part of it's 1-2.
Yeah.
Long story short, and you know, you either want to be a good defender or
you don't.
I mean, it's not like I wouldn't say being a good defender is a caveat for you know, being a good basketball player. So
No, I
was just being front. I was just being honest. You know, how many good offensive players do you know that just mail it in on defense? James Harden.
LeBron James.
For the Rockets. He's not very good on defense.
He's not. Because I don't follow the NBA, but, you know, from time to time I'll get like an SB Nation video or something like that pop up in my feed, and it says Harden's excellent defense here, and it's the guy with the ball, you know, the handler goes right past him, and he just casually throws an arm out like, eh, maybe I'll stop him, maybe I won't. So,
or anybody in Chicago.
Yeah.
Just saying. But they're better than everybody in St. Louis. So.
Oh, everybody on the St. Louis NBA team?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I myself am better than the St. Louis NBA team.
You know who the St. Louis NBA team is better than?
Creighton?
The Wisconsin baseball team.
Ooh. I thought we were going to stay on baseball, or I mean on basketball, but...
But I'm just being honest.
Hey, yeah. Okay, so you go first about Wisconsin baseball.
They're just as good as St. Louis NBA basketball.
Oh, okay.
Which is just as good as St. Louis NFL football.
You know what? To that point, I did roll a tear when the Rams left, because that was my only opportunity every 8 years to see the Steelers without having to travel for it. So
Chicago's not that short of a drive?
Chicago's four. Well, let's see. Where I used to live, it was 4 hours. Now it's probably 4.5. It's actually probably just as close for me to go to either Nashville or Kansas City.
Yeah.
Indianapolis, from where I'm at now, is probably about 4 hours. So, I mean, they're around, but again, you got to travel some.
Yeah, it is what it is.
So, I mean, it could be worse. I could be in Billings, Montana, or something like that. Don't know why that one jumped in my...
You could be a baseball fan and live in, like, Alabama.
Oh, God.
Where you have, like, Braves and that's it.
Braves or maybe Astros.
Rangers.
Astros.
Rangers.
I would say that Astros are probably... If you're in... Alabama,
Cincinnati. Now Cincinnati.
No, Cincinnati is a good chunk away from Alabama.
Just as far as Houston.
I don't know. I don't have a globe out in front of me. Anyway. It's now officially time that all the J-skers can forget about the J and focus on the Skurs part. Ooh. Round of applause there. Yay. Because they fell to Rhode Island. Which is just fun.
Well,
poor Hoss Reuter. He's not going to know what to do now that it is
builds character. Puts hair in your ass.
Awkward. Hadn't looked.
He could talk. Look. He could talk more about the Bob Diaco.
Yes, it's time that he really focused on football, I think. And while we made that smooth transition to football, your spring practices have been going on. Refresh my memory again, the date of the spring game. Is it April 1st?
Tax day.
Oh wow, really? So it's
April 15th.
It seems like it's later this year than normal. Is that just how they've spread out the practices?
Kind of. I mean, the when they started taking off spring break week, yeah, one's kind of pushed it back a smidgens.
Fair. Now, refresh my memory, maybe for anyone out there who may not be 100% sure.
Your name is Greg, for sure, yes.
For sure, yes. Thank you. What all... Now, they're having practices twice a week, right? Give or take?
No. Three times a week.
Okay, sorry.
Tuesday, Thursday, Saturdays.
Okay. And it was... last week that they quote-unquote popped the pads for the first time?
Yep, they got to wait. Per NCAA rules, they got to wait
until
two practices, the third practice.
All right.
So, like, for example, Keyshawn was just cleared for the last Thursday practice before spring break, which was 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, by NCAA rule, he can't put on pads. He couldn't put on pads Thursday. The first practice they come back, which is like the 28th?
Sure.
Ish. He can't put on pads then.
So after he's medically cleared, he still has to wait two more practices.
It's called acclimation, yeah.
Okay.
The acclimation period.
Okay.
Technically, I don't know if they can go on pads the first practice back because they've been gone for X amount of time. I'm sure they could. I'm not 100% sure, but Keyshawn definitely can't be in pads. Then that Thursday practice on the 30th, I think he can go in pads for the first time.
Okay. I knew that there was, you know, a period where they had to go without pads because obviously that builds anticipation for that first day. That you can, you know, put on the pads and actually hit somebody. What, you know, for the people who like their news and information in the audio form versus the written form, what has been going on? What's the overall feeling or you know, mentality? What are we learning, you know, a couple weeks into the practices now?
I think the main thing you have to realize that the defense has is just Diaco's insane energy. Everybody's seen videos of it. Everybody's heard talking about it. And Diaco's just a puppy on espresso with a D-cell shoved up him. You know, if I owned an espresso bar near North Stadium, I'd retire on the guy probably.
And not only that, but eventually you probably have to name a drink after him.
Probably. I think also something else you got to realize is something you want to take into account, the secondary thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting how they put Kalu on safety, and I don't know if it's because Kalu's a pretty short safety. That would be 6'6", but I think it's more they want to get Lamar Jackson on the field.
I can definitely see that.
And I'm down with that.
And
Jackson's probably a better athlete. I don't know if he's got, you know, I would say last year that scheme wise, Kalu obviously had the upper hand, but with this new scheme, everybody's going to start in a little level playing field that helps Jackson's athletically.
Do you think that it is a situation of Kalu? Typically, you know, there's, we've seen in the past, you know, traditionally speaking, some of the, And I don't say this to disparage any of the other defensemen, but, you know, safety has that opportunity to kind of make that final call, read a formation, things like that. Do you think that Kalu's back there because he's been on the field a little bit longer and maybe is a little bit more knowledgeable that he can, you know, kind of be that on-the-field general, so to speak?
I don't know about that. I will say that maybe they're worried about the second safety besides Karen and Aaron Williams. My question for Sin is why would they not put Kyron and both Williams back there at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, my question is, do they have an issue with Antonio Reed? You know, because it sounded like Kalu ran with the ones on Thursday. So, you know, Kyron and Aaron Williams are both, I want to say, strong safeties. So I wonder if they have an issue with free safety. And the way they've been kind of skittish about playing Aaron, you know, Antonio Reed last year, it would kind of make sense to me. Remember, that's the spot that Jerry was at. And, you know, when he could stay on the damn field, he was actually really good at it. You know, so
I was like, who the hell's Jerry?
Nathan Gary.
Brian.
And these guys, I'm sure these guys are doing their homework now and doing everything they can to get the starting spot. So,
yeah, I think I would hope that if nothing else came of that, that was a nice reminder to the rest of the team that studies are important, kids. I mean, you at least have to look like you're trying. But we'll talk more about him when we get into the pro day.
One thing I'll say about Kalu, okay. And any of the seniors, like the Marcus Newbies and such like that, they're on their third defensive coordinator in 4 years.
It's true.
Okay. Clue's on his third secondary coach. Newby's on his... Well, he's kind of... hasn't had to change linebacker coaches. But he's still on his third defense, you know. So, it's going to be interesting to see what these guys, you know... You always want continuity, but Nebraska's kind of had this little... Well, new guy, revolving door going, especially secondary coach. And I think of Dante Williams and the Elliot Duke can stay for more than 2 years. I think something's going to be really good happening with that because they just simply haven't had it in the last 7-8 years. So,
I'll say this from a standpoint of, you know, continuity. If you need to make a change, you need to make a change. I mean, I think that that's despite, you know, it being, yeah, being the third defensive coordinator in 4 years, obviously, you know, Riley came in, brought his guy on. But, yeah, so these guys, but Banker leaving, and that was done for a reason, because we needed results. I mean, anytime that you have a transition, you know, that doesn't go as ideally, you know, then when you have to make a change after such a short amount of time, it's not just Nebraska, but, you know, every, you know, school at some point I think's probably experienced something like that. I mean, look at Nebraska men's basketball team and how many assistant coaches that, you know, some of these guys have had in their tenure there. So it's, you know, it's unfortunate, but I think, you know, that by the time you're 20, 21 years old, it doesn't matter if you're, I mean, there are some schools that have had a, you know, look at, for example, not necessarily apples to apples, but the Cleveland Browns have had a, you know, 16 quarterbacks in the last 10 seasons. So, you know, that's a bad example because the Browns suck.
The paycheck offsets it too, no matter what.
Well, yeah. But anyway, you know what I'm saying. I hope.
If they just stayed with Tim Couch, they wouldn't have this issue.
Let's talk. We mentioned a few moments ago Nathan Gary. He was one of a few former Huskers that had pro day this past week. And okay,
you know what pro day is? Pro day is like your spring game. Pro day is an infomercial.
Continue.
Okay.
But wouldn't you say it's effective or no?
It's effective if you're a higher end guy because they want to make sure they're spending the right damn money on it. And I would also say if you're a really fringe guy, it helps. Okay. But there's something you got to be able to show that you didn't A, show at the combine, or well, B, just absolutely wow somebody. The only guy that was close to that was Brandon Riley on his 40.
But
I guess maybe Tommy was a little fast, you know, pretty fast too. But you know,
I think it benefited Tommy from the fact that he was healthy.
Yeah, the last guy I remember it helping pro day was Kenny Bell.
True.
That got him into a draft, into the draft. He wasn't going to be drafted until then. So it's always seems to be few and far between. I still think Nathan's a lower round draftee. I don't even know if he gets picked.
Do you think
I think there's only one solid guy, and it's still Seathan.
Do you think that because of how his, we'll say, the last, yeah, we'll do this. We'll do the last calendar year of his career at Nebraska. Do you think that? I mean, because I think the numbers are there for Gary.
The numbers are there. I don't think the targeting thing matters.
But
I really don't.
But it's the last 2 months of class, or 6 weeks, yeah, or 4 weeks, or whatever it was.
It's when you have the ability to finish something off and finish your career off, and
you skate.
You just don't show that you give $3.5. You know. What do they say about character? Characters. What you are when
no one's watching.
What you are when nobody's watching. Yeah. You know? No one gave a damn Nate Geary what the only priest that cared if Nate Geary went to class was the fans of Nebraska and the players of Nebraska. And, you know, for 4 years for cheering him on, you know, supporting him when he was a linebacker and then a safety and then wanted to start and started right out of college high school.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty shitty way to finish a career. I mean, bluntly. So, I don't know. Maybe they look at more, but I look at a guy that if he can't go to school for the last 3 weeks, two classes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If he can't go to two classes for the last whatever in his of his football career, you know, you're gonna trust him, you know, making it to 8 a.m. meetings. You're gonna trust him to making it the walk around. You know what I mean? You can trust him to study a playbook. You can trust him to watch film.
I understand that. I think, and this is me just freestyling here, but I think that because his focus was football, I think that when there's, you know, especially when there's a paycheck involved, that he'd absolutely care more and do those things that he needed to do that he ultimately failed to do. You know, and like we mentioned, in the final month of classes or 3 weeks of classes, whatever it was. If you think about it, like you said, two classes, 3 weeks, that's six classes. You know, I mean, that's
six classes?
And is that what you said, two classes a week?
Two classes a week, the last, 4 weeks of
semester? Oh, I thought you said 3 weeks. So
3-4 weeks of the semester.
All right.
But, you know, everybody says, hey, money changes you. You'll want to go get money. Okay, how many guys in the NFL have we said that about? And once they get the guaranteed signing bonus in their name, they really give 3.5 issues about it.
That's possible.
Johnny Manziel waves high from Care, Texas. You know. And I'm not saying that Nathan will get a big – you know, here's the deal with Nathan. Here's the deal with Nathan. Let's say he doesn't work out in the NFL. Okay. Let's say he's a practice squad player.
Now he has no degree to fall back on.
Makes $5,000 a week, you know. Second season gets cut, doesn't get picked up. Guess what? He can come back to Lincoln. And this is true for about 80% of the guys who you remember the last 10 years or whatever. You can come back to Lincoln. You can go back to Sioux Falls. Hey, I started in Nebraska 3-4 years. You'll get some good job. You know, granted, yeah, you have your bachelor's, but you'll get some cool job. You know, you'll get some cool deal where you put your name in front of a, you know, John Medley's freaking, hi, I'm Nate Geary for Who's Gonna Do It Windows. I trust these guys with my place and why should, you know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the way it is in every college town. You know, he goes back to Sioux Falls. And, you know, I started 4 years in Nebraska. Come by this bad Bloody Mary at this bar. You know?
Yeah. I mean, lack of a better term.
Is it really that big of a pressure, you know?
Right. And for a lack of a better way to put it, you know, it, like you said, if things, you know, if we're talking, March of 2019 and Nate Geary's washed out of football, we're not saying that we want that to happen. That's not the case. I mean,
nobody knows. I mean, nobody knows what's going to happen. Maybe he won't be. You
know, right. You know? But, I mean, if that's how his career ended out football-wise, then, yeah, what you're talking about is essentially, you know, whoring himself out, you know, for endorsements, things like that. So not the most PC way to state it, but, you know, it's like, hey, come buy a bad margarita. Hey, you know.
Now, I got a great example of this, you know. If you live in Lincoln, and everybody's seen it, okay? How many of these seniors, you know, all of a sudden go to, like, Gateway Mall and do signing tours for, like, 3 hours?
Yeah.
You know, how many, you know, Michael Rozaibi is a great example right now. You know, one of the first things he did after the bowl game is, here, look at all these jerseys I got for sale. I got this jersey. I got all three. I got the four alternate jerseys.
Right.
I had.
Yep.
I got this home jersey. I got this bowl jersey, you know. In the whole grand scheme of things, nobody cares.
You saw a lot of that stuff on, you know, like on Twitter and eBay. Things like that. So
Twitter, you see it on eBay. I mean, perfect example. There, you know, there's a little Husker Army group on Facebook, okay? And they're trying to raise money for Steve Warren's project, and that's cool and everything. What's the first thing they're selling? A signed Jordan Westerkamp jersey.
Yeah.
How much did Jordan get for that, you wonder?
Probably not much.
Probably more than you think.
Think so?
Guessing? I don't know. 300, 400?
Yeah, like, but again, grand scheme of things, not much.
Well, yeah, but guess what? To them, 300, 400 pays the rent.
Sure.
300, 400 gets a month and a half of groceries. 300, 400 is less money you got to ask for an agent. You know, speaking of him, I mean, you know, is he going to be something that, you know, is he going to be a free agent? Is he going to, somebody going to take a seventh round flyer on him, even though he's been hurt? You know?
I still say he's going to get drafted. I don't know exactly where, but I got a pretty good idea. It's where all the short white guys get drafted.
So he's going to join Rex Burkhead.
Yeah. Don't get me started on that. That news broke, and I died a little on the inside. Here's the thing. Now, I want nothing more than to be able to root for Huskers at the next level. Couldn't root for it, but just based on my team, I'm a Steelers fan. No, don't shy away from that. Based on that, there's so many I can't root for. Couldn't really root for Randy Gregory. Couldn't root for Rex Burkhead because he's in the division, a division rival. I can't root for Vincent Valentine. I mean, all the guys who were there, you know, on the Redskins, I really had no problem with. You know
these rules are honestly stupid, and you should feel bad.
I don't feel bad. They are stupid, but I don't feel bad.
I still shouldn't feel bad.
Well, I don't feel bad about it. I really don't.
You know, it's like the Mighty Ducks. Okay.
Yeah, I don't have to like Iceland.
It's like the Mighty Ducks. What?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're not talking about the movie.
The Mighty Ducks, the movie. Yeah.
Okay.
You can enjoy the Sharks, but you can cheer for a player on the Ducks. Come on.
Yeah, no, I can't do it.
You son of a bitch.
I know. I feel horrible-ish.
Yeah, but you know what? You don't even cheer for, like, Sidney Crosby.
I'm a Blues fan.
Exactly.
But I'll say this, when the Blues were eliminated last year, I did root for the Penguins in the Cup, in the finals. You remember who the Blues eliminated on their way to their eventual elimination?
You're an insufferable fucking prick is what you are.
I'll tell you what, though. Those are some good series that they had both with Chicago and Dallas. That was...
Yeah. Yeah, and Dallas now second to last in the West. I'm going to fire everybody.
I can't help that. Things are great. I can't help that.
Yeah. But at least you don't have Dave Backus to kick around anymore.
No, I miss Dave Backus. I miss Brian Elliott, too. Hey, they've won 5 in a row. As of this recording,
I'll give you Anthony Emmy for a bag of chocolate donuts.
No, we're okay. We got rid of Kevin Shattenkirk. Sent him over to, and I say that not in a way of like, yeah, we got rid of that dead weight. No, they traded him for a couple prospects or something.
So, Keith Tkachuk wouldn't tolerate this bullshit.
He wouldn't. Real quick,
you know what? But you always want to dog. You know, you want to dog on the Stars last year.
I didn't dog on them. I just said,
who'd the Blues beat?
But I didn't dog them. I said it was a great series. It won 7 games.
You know what else was a great series?
You're going to say the Sharks when they beat
the
Blues.
No. The 99 Stanley Cup Finals.
All I know is that...
you remember who scored the game-winning goal in Buffalo?
Uh-huh.
And was in the crease?
Uh-huh.
And nobody gave her a test because Dominik Hasek sucked?
Aw. I'm sorry.
Who was that? Who scored that goal?
You know who.
No. I want to hear you say it.
I don't want to say it.
Now, you make me say David Freese hit a goddamn home run.
I didn't make you say that.
You have before.
So
say it.
Was he... I was trying to think of the nickname.
Yeah.
It was Brett Hull, wasn't it?
He was Brett Hull.
Yeah. See?
You know who had the assist on that goal? If I remember right. I could be wrong.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure I remember. Stu Barnes.
That's way out of my... That was almost 20 years ago.
All I know is that Mike Modano has more Stanley Cup rings than Jeremy Roenick. And that's all I care about.
Real quick.
I'm a cold son of a bitch. Hey, you know what? I'll tell you this. Danny White. Okay. Who's the dude that played quarterback for a game last year for the Patriots and broke their leg?
Dude, I don't know.
He's the one dude from Jacoby Brissett? That's him.
Okay.
Jared Lorenzen?
Name sounds familiar.
Okay. The fat dude from Kentucky?
Yes.
They all have more rings than Dan Marino does.
That makes me so sad. That makes me so sad.
Nobody cares.
And the reason being, I mean, like, pick out any, like, backup punter. I know that's not really even a thing, but that was on a winning team, and you're like, that guy's got more Super Bowl rings than Dan Marino. And that's a shame because Dan Marino was one of the best.
So. You know how many guys I'll pick out in the finals have more NBA championships than Charles Barkley?
All of them?
A lot of them.
Yeah, that's just...
Luke Longley. Luke Longley has 3 NBA championship rings.
Hey, what's been your biggest surprise in the first couple days of the NCAA tournament?
That I have a bracket that has more than 50% of winning.
Yay! I don't have a bracket.
Did you? What? You didn't enter the Coronation NCAA tournament pool?
You know, I wanted to. I even clicked the link and everything, but apparently you have to have a Yahoo email address, and I don't have a Yahoo, and I'm not going to make a Yahoo one just for that. So, no, I didn't partake.
Are you Russian? What the hell, man?
No.
God.
I'm sorry, SB Nation. Break away from Yahoo.
Let me see.
Okay.
No. Don't be that guy.
I'm sorry. If you want me to participate, you got to do something other than Yahoo. Yahoo sucks.
That guy. Don't be that guy. We have 22. We have 30 games correct as we're 30 games played as we record this.
Mm-hmm.
The last two games are being played right now, and I'm going to win that one, and I'm going to win the other two. I'm going to be 24 of 32.
Well done.
That's tolerable.
All I know is that I filled out for the second year in a row. I bought a square in one of those boards. You know, you pay $25 and you win if the final score ends in certain numbers.
Yeah.
And I haven't won anything yet. So.
So here's the teams I missed, okay? I called an upset on Eastern Tennessee State because I thought they were going to beat Florida. Womp womp.
Mistake.
Yep. I thought Marquette would beat the trash known as South Carolina.
How'd that work out for you?
Womp. Not good, Bob. I had Vanderbilt until, you know, the smart guy decided to foul with 20 seconds left on purpose.
Yeah, that was on purpose / accident.
Oh, by the way, how's it know that we now cheer for the worst basketball program in Power 5 history?
Yeah, that hurt. My gosh, that hurt.
But it's okay, guys. Just wait a few years. It'll be there in like 8-10 years, right? Right.
No. Next year. I said it last week. Next year.
I picked Maryland.
Well, that was a mistake. In hindsight.
Sorry. They finished the year 2-5, if I remember right. Good call. I picked VCU on the upset over St. Mary's. I probably should have not done that. So I'm the guy that thinks Randy Bennett should come over and take over for 10 miles. Stupid. I picked Michigan State over Miami. That looked like a really good pick the first, like, 8 minutes of the game. So, now I do admit, I'm going to admit one thing. I did think Creighton would beat Rhode Island.
I think most people did.
I did pick Kansas State over Cincinnati. Cincinnati just didn't impress me this year for some reason. Better than the Wildcats, mind you, but I'm going to get UCLA. I'm going to kick Kentucky. So I'm going to have 24-32. And, well, see how good that is in the coordination tournament. I'm ranked 58th out of 140th.
Well, you're in the top, not quite the top third, but you're close.
Somebody has 22 people have 27 out of 32 right now.
That's not bad.
It's horrible. Let's see if anybody's, I want to see if anybody got any zeros. Maybe I'm mean like that.
Anything's possible.
Right. I know Ryan Reuter picked, you know, he was upset that Creighton lost. And, well, I'm going to pronounce his name wrong because he shouldn't be picking Creighton.
Yeah.
The son of a bitch.
Yeah. Hoss.
Oh, man. Look how many people didn't fill out their brackets.
I know I'm one of them.
Oh, that includes our David McGee.
And he's the basketball guy. You'd think he would know better.
I'm going to call him out on this. Ryan is dead last for those people that picked teams.
Well, nobody's perfect. So, real quick, before we get out of here, want to say that earlier today at on the home field with the home cooking, the Nebraska baseball team took care of business against the College of Charleston, 10-1. Nice little write up there you can find at coronation.com, courtesy of
Keith April. I didn't do it.
Yeah. Okay.
I found Keith in Vegas playing the stupidest three teamers known to me and kind of hitting them. So
I saw I thought I saw that your name was on it. So my bad.
Guy hit a three teamer for 700 and included Middle Tennessee State. The freshest of hell. Whatever.
So that'll do it, as far as I know, Brian, for this episode of the Five Heart Podcast, because it's getting late, and I am the tired.
What are you, old?
Yeah. I had a mentally exhausting day today.
Did you?
I'm not going to lie. Folks, I sit behind a desk most of the day, because I'm something of a car salesman some days. Today was a long day. I'm exhausted.
I had a long day because of spring break, and then I came home to see my wife and mother-in-law tearing up my house. So
that's not good. What the hell they do?
It looks better now. Okay. They decided to take our office and say, you know what, this needs to be Emerson's playroom.
Yeah, seems like it's going to make sense. So that does it for episode number 28. Of the Five Heart Podcast, and next week we'll be back.
Third trimester, yeah, baby.
We'll be back next week with more enthusiasm, hopefully a little more caffeine and/or sleep, and more Husker conversation here on Coronation's Five Heart Podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. My name is Greg Mahochko for my broadcast buddy, Mr. Brian Toll. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for getting the word out. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, and just remember that Five Heart is all the heart you need. Go Big Red.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.